guys hoping to get accomplished on Sunday?
To just go out there and be clean offensively and be concise and try to have as little mental errors as possible and see what happens. Ruben's just been, making some plays here and there, but mentally he's locked in. Mentally he's ready to go. He's been doing a lot of good things, and he's showing that he's ready to step up this year, so we'll see what happens. Not necessarily. I think he just made it a point to show us, to really make it a point of emphasis for him and really come out and say he was focused in years past, but this year he's really came out and just shown it.
How? Like what
changes? Just by, answering questions in the meeting room, answering more questions in the meeting rooms, just being, being there when coach is going through something. He's attentive. He's looking at things. He's just shown that he's locked in. I think he can be a great player. I think as long as he's locked in, as long as he's ready and physically ready to go, I think he can be a really good player in this league.
So what have you seen out of your two backup quarterbacks, particularly Ryan, who's now in his second year?
I see a more assertiveness from Ryan. I see a more confidence in his throws and confidence in his decision-making. Obviously, it's still a learning curve because we're learning, all of us are really learning a new offense, but you can see the things that he's comfortable with, and he's getting a lot more comfortable as a quarterback out there.
Do you at all ever marvel at knock on wood, how Eli's been able to stay so sturdy and healthy? You just wonder how he's able to do that when there's so many quarterbacks that go down on a regular basis.
Absolutely. But that's just a testament to how he takes care of his body and how he takes care of himself. And some of it has to do with, God blessing him to stay healthy and stay ready to go.
Craig, how has the first preseason game for you changed over the years?
It's changed drastically. To go from a guy that gets in the second half and trying to get as many reps as possible to a guy that'll probably only get, 15 to 20 snaps on Sunday, it's definitely changed a lot. But it's something that, I've been working my whole life for, and I want to continue to work hard to stay at this position and stay in this area of expertise that I'm in right now, and just continue to be, a consistent player and continue to do all those good things. To just get that football feeling back. I missed the last three games last year, so I haven't played a game in a while. So I want to get back to that, playing football again, getting hit again, feeling that, getting used to that contact again. So I'm ready for it.
Because of this new offense, is there a different feel to this preseason opener than years past?
A little bit. I mean, it's a new offense, so we're excited to kind of get out there and run our offense against someone else other than, ourselves and see how it goes and see how, other teams take it and how they're able to play it and things that we can do against other teams, as well as test our own team and see what skills we have and things we can do right. So it should be exciting for us.
You expect to be no huddle for a lot of those snaps that you're on the field?
I do. I think we're going to, put us right to the test and see how well we know the offense, how well this thing can perform at a high level. And I think right off the bat we'll be maybe not no huddle, but a little bit more up-tempo.
How much do you prepare for Buffalo, so to speak? Or do you just prepare this and be a first game, not knowing what Buffalo has or whatever? Is it a little different that you're not preparing,
Yeah, it's a little different, obviously, but you just got to, watch the film as much as you can, get individual, guys that you're going to be going up against for however many plays it may be, and kind of just get a beat on it, kind of get a leg up on it. That's all we can do right now. Get some of the tendencies that they do from a coverage standpoint in the secondary and kind of just take it from there. But we know that, we got to be locked in order to go out there for whatever many plays we get to be successful. Never been. I'm excited to go though.
What do you look forward to seeing?
The fame, all the statues of the heads that you see, and I'm excited for Michael Strahan, Andre Reed, and all the guys that are getting inducted. It's an amazing accomplishment, and it'll be something that I'll use as motivation.